Let's get the show started because we don't have any other topics.
All right, get moving.
Okay. And here we are, another Waste of a Podcast, show number 62 on the calendar of shows.
That's right.
And, let's see, can you hear anything, sir?
Not in this ear.
Oh, he may have to do this. We should have fixed that before the show started.
I wasn't thinking. Okay, I think I can hear.
Okay, cool. I am Dave, your host of another Waste of a Podcast, ever-present. Over to my, ever-present left is my computer. And on my computer is my good friend and zombie running partner,
right.
Adam. Adam, how you doing?
I'm well.
Fantastic. Over to my, no longer on my right, but what's in front of me is an empty chair where intern Nick would be sitting here. Intern Nick's not here. So let's move to the celebrity couch. And we have the ever crafty Sarah sitting in with us.
That's right.
Yay.
She's here. She's missed a week or two for work, but she's back.
Yep.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic. You look good, too.
Thank you. I think I need to turn these down.
Oh, well, then you don't want to hear it. Erin is on assignment today, but she is in the chat room, so she'll be manning the chat room tonight because Sarah does not have an extra computer. So Erin will hopefully be sticking in the chat room and manning that for us.
She's not on assignment for the show, by the way.
Yeah, she's on she's on assignment to do some personal work for work. Nick is feeling under.
I wonder if that means she's like got to go spy on her employees to make sure that they're not like assholes outside of work or something.
Yikes! I couldn't imagine. Hopefully, well, maybe she'll tell us. But I think she said she's going to be pasting things. Erin says,
okay.
Erin goes, I have to pay attention. Yes, Erin, you have to pay attention. What's the Skype number, Mikey wants to know? Mikey, I don't believe we're going to have we don't have an extra computer today, so I won't be able to get you on Skype. I apologize, but when we get another when we get another computer up and running, let me kill this stupid noise in the background. Whenever we get a Sarah's computer either fixed or up and running, or when we have Nick in or Erin in studio with their extra computer, we'll be able to get that going. Or if we end up ever paying for Skype, then we can have conference calls. So we need you guys to donate money so we can pay for Skype so we can have conference calls. And then if we pay for Skype, we can get an actual phone number. And then people can actually call us.
Wow.
And then we can say, hey, give us a call at 1-863-555-5555.
I'm going to call it.
I wouldn't. Mikey wants to call us through Facebook chat. Mikey, you could call us through Facebook chat, but unfortunately Facebook is not on... Facebook is on the master computer, not on the computer that's recording sound, and that would be Adam's computer, and that computer cannot support it. Rob, I don't know how much it is, but we'll do the research at later and not during the show. Adam.
I don't even know what y'all's talking about.
Getting Skype, how much Skype it costs.
Oh, my Skype is free.
Well, but we can get more Skype. Like, we can do conference calls if we pay for it, and we can get an actual phone number if we pay for it, and things like that. We'd like to welcome our favorite fans in the chat room. Mikey's there. Mikey's at $3. All right, Mikey. Mikey's in the chat room, former member of the show, now living it up in Chicago. We got Kiwi in the room. In his house. Producer Rob is in the chat room as well. Erin is manning the chat room from home. We have a guest. We don't know who this guest is, but if this guest wants to participate, you can sign in through your Facebook account and you'll be a real person. And you can join the crowd and all the rest of the people who are joining in as we speak. Whatever happened to Mike? I don't know what happened to Mike. I already said, Rob, Nick is homesick.
And, Did Mike move back to...
Oh, my friend Mike, he's probably at home watching porn or something. I don't know.
Oh, home here?
Yes, he's
home
got.
There, I mean,
he actually just got a house.
We could probably call him, and he could be over here in like a minute.
Literally,
he's not leaving, is what you're saying?
Not yet. No, he can actually be here in probably 2 minutes because he lives right down the block.
Really?
Yes, he is renting a giant house, maybe not down the block, probably about 5 minutes away, but in the same housing complexes.
Oh, cool. You could ride your bicycles there.
We could.
Hey, Kiwi says she got us a new follower. Yay, Kiwi.
All right.
Hopefully it's better than the last follower you got us who didn't enjoy us.
Well, that's our fault, not theirs.
No, I think it's theirs.
We got to step up the game.
We got to get our heads in the game.
Your head in the game.
Gotta get your head in the game. Well, it's a little quieter without Nick and Aaron here, but Adam, we know that you have been a very busy boy these past few months. And it has all come to the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Culmination?
That's the word I was looking for. Culmination. It all culminated into your final weekend of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. How did that go?
It went very well. We did not break the ticket sales record, which I was aiming for, but and we had good crowds.
Well, that's good.
Were you off by a lot? Are we really close?
Oh, yeah. But a pretty big record to beat.
Did you set that record beforehand?
No. My show last year was only 20 tickets away from breaking the record. And this year we were 130 away. So.
Wow.
Which is funny because the show this year was 100 times better.
A little less swastikas.
Well, but that was the producers. That one broke all types of records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, producers was good. I almost sold out an even bigger theater with that one.
Wow.
I was like 15 seats away from having a sellout, and a sellout was like 580 people.
Wow.
You're an impressive man, sir.
Right?
How did the reviews come out?
They actually very much enjoyed it, which is good.
Did you
said that I worked a lot of the same magic that I did when I did the producers. So.
Wow. Did you run out that next day to get the newspaper?
Oh, no. It's never in the newspaper. No. However, I do have the article in which the newspaper article where they tell Mel Brooks about my show.
Do you have it? Do you have that framed?
I don't, but I do have it.
You should frame that. The chat room is abuzz about Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
They're trying to teach Aaron how to twit.
Oh, she should twit.
Or tweet. I suppose it's tweet.
Oh, whatever.
I tried to tweet. I'm not good at it. Because I'm on... I don't know why. I'm on Facebook. I feel like if I'm... Why do I need to be on Twitter and Facebook?
Right?
You can connect... like, my Pretty Fun account is... Facebook account is connected to my Twitter. So if I do a status update, it posts to Twitter.
But everyone that I'm friends with on Twitter, I'm friends with on Facebook. I guess... I don't know. And anything that I come up funny, I don't want, to say. I don't want to necessarily waste it. So, I don't know. And I don't come up with funny things very often, so I like to save those for the for the book of face.
But it would be on Facebook and Twitter.
So this weekend, at the show, I met.
Oh yeah, you had a show.
No, I was just gonna say I met friend of the show Lori at my show. She came and watched it off Friday night.
I saw that you sent me a picture. You should have put that on the Facebook page.
I don't think I'm able to do that from my crappy cellular telephone.
You probably can, but I won't go into details in explaining it now.
Yes, well, that's why I sent it to you, so you could put it on.
I don't know where I put my phone down.
Did you talk to her for a long time?
I did get to talk to her for quite a while.
That's so crazy.
I know, right?
What a small world.
She seemed to really enjoy it.
Did she?
Or she was just telling me she did. Because we didn't have that awkwardness.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking.
But she doesn't seem like that kind of person that would do that.
No.
I feel like if she thought it would suck, she'd have been like, "Hey, I'm Dave Azera's friend Lori. See ya." Instead, she talked about how much she enjoyed the show. So that's good.
By the way, Adam, Lori just joined the chat room.
Yay, hi, Lori.
She just said she met Adam and his musical is amazing.
Aw.
See?
And she said no.
I didn't even prompt her to say that.
She said no, she loved it.
See?
She loved it and will never be able to see it.
And I'm so jealous because we talked to Lori and she is going to Disney World June the 3rd.
But
it's a sad time. I hate to bring down like the sadness of the show, but her best friend passed away.
Oh.
And she's going with her family.
Oh, really?
Like her best friend's family, because they said, hey, we want you to go with us. And she said she was a little sad, but I'm like, Lori, that's the best thing for you to do. They're going to be so stoked that you're going.
Her kids are really cute, too. She's got a cute little girl. Very cute. So,
Lori does her
friend. Her friend does. They used to come in the store.
Lori, you're
all the
doing
time.
The right thing. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
She doesn't want us to...
And she might drink her for the world, she said.
She doesn't want us to make her cry, so we're going to keep moving on this.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Matt, welcome to the room. Speaking of drinking around the room...
World.
I can drink around the room.
I've been drinking around the room all day.
Speaking of drinking around the world, Adam, I have had people messaging me on YouTube... People who I don't...
Still?
Yes. People who I don't know.
I thought so this is more than what the ones you talked about last week.
Yeah, I had more messages like yesterday.
What?
About,
I didn't even hear this. This is breaking news.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me see if I can load it up. I mean, the comments weren't all like, you know, you guys are super amazing, colossal, boffo, like your show. But, hold on. I wasn't logged into the right email. But,
Oh, sorry, I did that. That was my fault. So, only having one computer now.
Yo, Matt.
You left the comments?
No, I signed out of his Yahoo. He probably had everything set up for the show, and I'm like, I'm going to check my email.
Check this out, everybody.
Okay, so someone named Lil Flowerl. Flowell? I don't know their name. Something Fowl. Lil Fowl. Made a comment on episode number 4, which was at American Adventure, and they wrote, that was some interesting singing.
With Mary.
That was good singing.
And then they also made a comment on Morocco and said, didn't think the singing could get any better, but it did. That's when you sang
awesome, that's where he did A Whole New World.
Yes, the Aladdin song. And then they also commented on part 7, which was the UK, and said, I love the Hat Lady, she's the best.
I was like, I don't remember singing in there, but I know the Hat Lady sang to Mikey.
She did. She sang about the Cheesecake Factory. I don't know who this person is.
Because she has his birthday.
I don't know who this person is, so...
Remember that guy with the big, long, bushy ponytail in the UK?
That was the second time.
Oh, was it?
Wasn't it? Or was that the first time?
Is that when I was already kind of drunk and yelled, a ponytail!
Then Mikey was trying to touch it.
I think Mikey did touch it.
Ugh.
Apparently this is Lori who made those comments.
Oh, is it?
That's what she said. It's me!
Oh, it is?
Yes.
So, oh, good.
So now I don't feel as special.
Yeah, but we're good singers.
You guys are amazing. Do any of the workers still work there, Rob wants to know? Absolutely not. They only have 1-year contracts. So after 1 year, they are gone. But we've had people comment that, hey, that's me. have I read you those comments before, Adam? Uh-oh. Adam's here. He's not here.
Which I think is awesome.
Have I read you those comments where the people said, hey, that's me?
Say what?
Have I read you the comments where people said, hey, that's me? Like, that's me in the...
I've heard that a couple times. I heard you say a couple of them.
Yeah, it's crazy. So,
But that's cool.
I finally posted episode, the last episode on YouTube because people were demanding it. And I basically told them that they should go to... the Facebook page and look at it there, but clearly they're not going to do that. So I just put it up on YouTube, and we've had 5 hits. So that's good. Adam keeps cutting in and out.
Uh-oh.
Which is upsetting, because he's the only one here.
Man, I must have a really terrible internet connection.
It may be me. I was having a bad internet connection before, too.
Because I'm losing you guys.
Mikey wants to bag that girl from Norway.
Okay.
Mikey wants to bag that girl from Norway. She's long gone. But the Norwegians have a reputation of being loose and easy, so you may, if you come back down, you may be able to find a different Norwegian. So we'll see about that, Michael. We'll work on that for you.
I don't think we need to work on
it. Well, I'll work on introducing him to some other people, because sometimes he needs help with that kind of thing, apparently.
He does?
I don't know. He meets all sorts of people through me.
Oh. He dates all your friends, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, real weird. But I guess someone should, I guess.
You know good people, then.
I do. I know good people. Why not, indeed? So, Sarah, what do you got going on? Anything?
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez. I have to turn it to you now.
My birthday's coming up.
That's right.
We have a lot of stuff planned for my birthday.
You're turning 21?
That's right. That's what my boss said today. He's like, oh, everybody, Sarah's turning 21 this week.
Ooh, we should drink around the world.
We should. At least drink around France.
I think you should.
Yes.
What a jerk.
What?
Mikey.
What did he say?
He just posted your birthday.
Oh. Yeah, Mikey likes to point out. I think I made some comments about how one of the people, whenever I was working at my seasonal job at Disney, and they thought I was a college program person. And he did not believe that happened.
He didn't believe that happened?
No, I think he believed it, but then he like said something like they must have been blind or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, manker, come on.
Anyhews, we have a lot planned for my birthday.
In a very little time to get it all accomplished.
In a very little time, yes. But we're going to do it. Well, we're going to do a lot of it. We're going to have fun doing it, I guess I should say.
Oop.
I think you could do it.
I'm cutting that out, by the way.
What?
Sarah's saying we're going to have fun doing it. Mikey also says...
You're going to cut that out?
Well, no, I'm going to use it for later. Mikey also says Happy Mother's Day, and he says that that never happened. And I share Matt's mother's birthday, which is really weird. I share that my birthday is a lot of people's birthdays. It's kind of weird. My friend, this guy I used to work with at Warner Brothers, John, his birthday was my birthday, and my boss's husband's birthday was the same day.
And Christy's boyfriend's is the same day.
Our friend Christy, her boyfriend's is the same day. My birthday is becoming less and less special.
Well, I mean, your mom's was a few days ago, and then a couple people that I worked with, their birthdays were right around the same time. Molly's the day before mine. I think it just happens once you start to know a lot of people.
It's a small world after all. My friend Anthony's a day after mine.
But anyway, back to me.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Mikey has got a show, so he's going to bug out.
Oh.
Like Pussy, he's going to see us in November. Mikey, are you going to be coming down to...
when Christy's here?
When Christy's here, and or are you going to come down to do the Run for Your Life zombie run? We'll wait 7 seconds. Let's see. I bet there's even more people with
he's
your...
He's already signed off. Oh, no.
What a punk. We'll never know. Well.
I guess our exciting conversation was...
Yeah, we can't keep Mikey's attention anymore.
Anymore? When did we ever keep Mikey's attention?
Mikey wants to know what zombie run. Runforyourlives.com. Look it up. Runforyourlives.com. Orlando. It's a 5K obstacle course where you run through zombies and obstacles. Look it up. We're doing it. Baby.
That's right.
Feeling like I'm breathing into the microphone.
Don't worry, that horrible hissing sound covers anything up.
What's the hissing sound?
Oh, good.
The hissing sound is because we have really cheap microphones.
Oh.
And because we need to turn the volumes all the way up in order for everyone to be heard,
We
get this hissing sound. And Mikey says he's in. All right, Mikey, I'll send you the information. We'll get it. What's the date? I don't recall at this juncture.
In November?
It's in November, yeah.
Is that like the 15th or something like that?
Something like that. Man, we do this every freaking show. RunForYourLives.com. Another Wasteful Podcast brought to you by RunForYourLives.com.
November... Should talk Christy into doing the Runs
That's right.
For Your Life.
They won't be here. It's November 17th.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. We should talk them into doing that one instead.
Stay. Forget Ricky's birthday. Stay for this. It's still less than 50% full, so we've got a good chance. Can we bring weapons? No weapons.
That's shocking.
No weapons, Mikey. No weapons. You can only run. And it's a capture the flag type deal, so they're going to be grabbing flags. Now, Mikey, if you want to be a pussy about it, you can always go to Missouri and run it there in August. August 18th is the Missouri Run for Your Life. And I believe...
They don't have one near Chicago?
They do not.
Wow.
So, Mikey, you can run that. Adam will be running in that
surprising.
One. Adam will be running
that
in that one.
That is surprising.
That one is 60% full.
And I will be screaming the whole time.
The I'm not exactly sure what Kiwi is commenting about. She just says, "You are Sarah, and we like it."
What?
I don't know, but you are. And she gave you a winky smile, LOL.
Yay me.
All right.
It says, Adam sounds like Stephen Hawking. Well,
he does kind of.
We didn't want to tell you.
Is they robotic or something?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're no.
A little bit. A lot of
right.
it.
Yeah, I don't know what the F's going on.
I don't know. It's probably my internet connection. I'm running on my dial up right now.
Is it the rain? Would the clouds mess up the internet?
Clouds. It's
right, the clouds are messing with the internet.
Like satellite when it messes up your satellite TV.
Actually, Adam is a robot, and this is all pre-programmed electronics.
We just type in stuff for him to say. Like that monkey, remember that chimpanzee that you would type things and it would say it?
Mikey loved that thing.
It was hilarious.
You'd have that monkey saying the most inappropriate things.
It was pretty funny.
Oh, chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Sorry.
Sorry, I showed... The other day, and I thought it was hilarious.
Chimpanzee riding a Segway is hilarious. So, oh my gosh, Adam, you sound terrible. It's making me sad. I want to talk about TV shows.
Here, let me call back.
You're going to call back? All right. Well, hopefully this computer will be able to.
Yeah, hold on. Bye.
All right. So Adam's going to call back, and while Adam is calling back, maybe I'll write this down because you listeners out there. You don't. You listen live, so you get to hear all the foibles and things happening. Foibles, but I can certainly cut anything out, and I often do. Ooh, there you go. That was fast. Adam's back. Let's see if Adam's.
I'm better already.
Are you better?
I think so.
That sounds a lot better.
You sound a little better.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Oh, you are breathing into the mic.
Am I? Am I? Who said that, Rob?
No, Kiwi said that. That's why she said you're right. Adam, do you watch television at all?
No.
No? Well, then this is going to be
movies
great.
Movies and stuff.
This is going to be great conversation then, because I'm going through...
if it's about like pop culture stuff, I'm not all that good. Like, don't ask me about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or anything like that.
Well, I'm just going through the list of shows on this website that I found of shows that have been canceled or coming back. And I'm gonna, I'm going to ask you if you have watched the show and if you care that it's coming back. Let's see. They just announced today that Bob's Burgers, the cartoon, is returning for season 3.
Okay.
Did you watch
it? I never watched it.
I watched half of the first episode and was uninterested and moved on.
I have no idea what that show is, even.
It's on Fox.
Hmm. Is it like a kids' cartoon, or is it like Family Guy cartoon?
No, it was supposed to be Family Guy in there.
Oh, this is so sad.
I thought.
This is so sad. You know, this is terrible, Adam, because now there's not, you know, normally we can't hear you because everyone's talking over you. Now we can't hear you because of the GD internet. GD internet!
All right, does it ever stop?
What?
Bullshit.
All we hear is every other word. But we heard that one.
Still?
American Dad is returning for season 8.
Oh, that's surprising.
I love American Dad.
Watch that. I kind of like American Dad.
I like American
Dad. This is in 8 seasons.
I like American Dad better than Family Guy.
Oh.
It says here Futurama. Futurama is
coming. Yeah, I heard about that.
It's coming back for season 7, which is crazy. A show that was canceled for like 5 years is coming back for season 7.
Yeah.
So like it wasn't on. Was it on TV last year?
Last year, I think it was.
Nope.
No, hasn't it been back for a little while?
Oh, us?
I thought it came back last year.
I thought it was.
But huh. I thought it came back, but it's
what channel?
On like Comedy Central or something.
Oh.
This is a huge surprise, Adam, and I need you to brace yourself. Fox cancels the Napoleon Dynamite cartoon.
Oh no!
Poor Napoleon Dynamite.
I did not watch any of it. I actually did not care for Napoleon Dynamite the movie.
You what? I'm sorry.
I didn't care for Napoleon Dynamite.
God, you do sound like Stephen Hawking.
Did hang up and call back?
I don't know. Let me try calling you back. How's that? All right, hang up.
See you.
Worst podcast ever. And we have so many people in the room, so...
I'm sorry. Is the guest still here?
Is the guest... That's a good question. The chat room's going crazy. That's all I know. I can't keep up.
Should I be over there manning it?
No, that's all right.
There's enough room where I could sit over there by you.
They are keeping themselves entertained. Right, let me see if I can call Adam back here. Hey. That's nifty. Oh, God. Hello.
This is terrible.
Yeah, it's not much better.
This internet nonsense is ridiculous tonight.
I blame Nick.
Obama.
And Obama.
I blame Bill.
Dave's getting frustrated.
Erin is not here because she's home doing an assignment. All right. Well, yeah. Well, I'll do my best to continue the show, Adam. If you keep trying to chime in,
let's keep. Maybe it'll get better.
Maybe. Here's some shows that I've never heard of. It says Rob canceled after one season.
I have no idea. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
CBS canceled NYC 22.
I never heard of that one either.
This is a good one. Unforgettable canceled by CBS.
Yep.
Clearly forgettable.
Making it forgettable.
Yes. CSI New York has been renewed for season 9. I didn't know that was still on.
I didn't know that was still on. Go Gary Sinise.
And CSI Miami was canceled after 10 seasons.
Say what? That's the best one. That's better than the New York one.
Canceled?
Miami was canceled.
Wow. Which one was?
That was with Horatio.
David Caruso?
Yeah. I almost said Horatio Sands.
That would have been awesomer. Here's a surprise.
Oh, Horatio Sands. Yeah, okay.
What? I have no idea what Adam just said. He was speaking in tongues.
We'll cling on for a second. This would be better if you were just typing and then the words were coming out.
Get that chimpanzee.
Lori's upset that they canceled Awake. That was the Rob Schneider show. I didn't know Rob Schneider had his own show.
Oh, poor Rob Schneider.
Here's a big surprise. 2.5 Men was renewed for season 10.
What? Is Adam totally gone now?
Yeah, that is surprising.
He's gotten up and he's going to go
I can hear you.
Drink a beer. He's listening to the show.
Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Are you not hearing me talk?
I'm supposed to ask you only yes or no questions from now on. Adam, did you ever watch the show Last Man Standing?
No.
It's been renewed, so you still have time.
Last Man Standing, what was that one?
No idea. Huh. It's been renewed. Nikita, did you watch Nikita?
No.
Also renewed for season 3. It's surprising, this is a show Sarah and I watched 2 episodes of and we want to watch again. The Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment...
In apartment
23 has been renewed for another season.
What's that from?
Sarah?
It is... I think they're in New York, but anyway, it's this girl. She loses her job. She finds out her fiancé is cheating on her, so she has she has to find a roommate. Oh, I don't like this microphone. So she has to find a roommate, and she ends up moving in with this girl that is real super crazy, But the super crazy girl is best friends with James Vanderbeek, which totally makes the show. And it's James Vanderbeek. It's not like James Vanderbeek playing a character. He's playing the character of James Vanderbeek.
Oh, he's playing himself?
Yes. It's hilarious. Awesome. It's hilarious. That's like the only good thing about this show.
So he talks about Dawson's Creek a lot.
He does. He does. It's, oh, it's really funny. Just for him.
There was the one episode that I watched. He wanted to expand his career to be an acting teacher. So he gets together a class in a coffee shop, and he wants to do these Shakespearean readings, and they just want him to do readings from Dawson's Creek.
Nice.
And then he does. He starts doing readings from Dawson's Creek, which is awesome.
I can actually see that's what his life is probably like.
Yeah. Yeah. I just saw him. I just watched an episode of Law & Order SVU, and he played a super creepy killer on that show. Real creepy.
Creepy killer. Queen. Oh, well.
What'd you say, Adam?
Creepier than Skokie Slaughter.
Oh, shit. It's...
A little bit.
Matt says. What? Matt says that though they canceled the CSI Miami, they are going to be starting CSI East St. Louis.
Hells yeah!
That would be like a 24-hour network.
Oh my god! Right, it'd be like Cops,
just nonstop.
Yep.
Moving along on this list of shows I've never heard of, The River is canceled. Missing is canceled.
I don't know any of these.
Body
shows.
Of Proof?
Nope.
Has been renewed. Yay. Private Practice has been renewed.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Sarah's favorite show, Heart of Dixie, has been renewed for season two.
Oh, good.
I like it. It's like it's a guilty pleasure, I guess I would say. I like the girl, Rachel Bilson or whatever her name is, whoever the main character is. She's cute as a button.
Aww.
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
She was on the OC. I was stuck on the OC, too.
Oof. Yes, they did.
I've never seen that either.
they did cancel The Ringer.
Oh, poor Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No.
Gellar.
Which one's that?
She plays her twin sister or something.
Oh.
Yeah, we never watched it either.
And I don't know what GCB is. I was just about to say that was canceled. Anyone? GCB?
GCB. Was that Texas Housewives type show?
I think that's
what it was.
Is that America's Funniest Home Videos? that's AFV.
That is never going to be canceled.
I love
it. It won't. It's because everyone will always laugh at someone getting hit in the groin.
This is terrible. NBC did cancel Are You There, Chelsea? But they renewed Whitney.
What?
Which one's Whitney?
Whitney was that show with Whitney Cummings or whatever.
Yeah.
She and it's her and her boyfriend or fiance. I don't know. It was your stereotypical sitcom with all the terrible stereotypical jokes.
What's Are You There, Chelsea, or whatever?
I have no idea. That was
Chelsea, or it was based on Chelsea
Handler's book.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's canceled. Don't get it.
That's a shame.
Up All Night has been renewed.
That's a funny show. I like Will Arnett, and I almost said Jenny Garth, but it's not Jenny Garth.
It's not Jenny Garth.
Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate. Yes. Though I wish you'd wore more spandex dresses.
And denim jackets.
Didn't you? She used to, in Married with Children, wore all those spandex. They were nifty. Awake was canceled. And,
you already said that.
Well, it's still canceled. I can't change that. So those are the recent cancelings. And does that affect you at all, Adam, any of these shows?
It doesn't, but I did hear some good news that for all of you Netflix subscribers out there, that they are creating a 10-episode season of Arrested Development to be put directly to Netflix.
Yay!
In preparation for the Arrested Development movie.
Yay!
That'll be awesome. Yep.
That'll be the only reason I have to get Netflix.
Yep. Hopefully, if it's done in time, I'll use my account when we come down there and
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Sarah's dad may have done that.
But
once
I don't
before.
Think it'll be done. And I think they said like 2013.
Oh.
Here are some other news. The Office is renewed for another season. I wonder what's going to happen there.
That ship's going to sail.
Parks and Rec, Bachelor.
Which I like. I actually like Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec was fun. Dancing with the Stars, Sarah.
I like that show. I'm hooked on it.
Suburgatory. The Middle, yay! Modern Family, yay!
All right.
Grey's Anatomy, Castle, Sarah.
Yay.
For a fifth season. Once Upon a Time is renewed for season two. I'm still not sure I like that show. But I keep watching it. Community's coming back.
Oh, God, that show's so funny. Matt, Adam, do you watch Community?
I don't. It's not on Netflix.
Oh. You should watch it on Hulu.
Yeah, it's
you
on Hulu Plus.
On Hulu.
But I don't have Hulu Plus. I'd have to purchase it.
Well, you should purchase it, watch them all, and then cancel it.
Ah, yes, because that always works.
You may be able to, well, I don't know how far back you can go, but it's probably on just regular. Oh, no, you may not be able to go that far back now. They've changed it, like in the last year. You used to be able to watch a lot of stuff on Hulu, but now they've, since they've gotten Hulu Plus. Oh, it's very funny. It's a very strange show.
I watched it with you guys a couple times.
Yeah.
When I watched the one where they had, like, the spaceship.
Oh, yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah.
The show's very funny, though, but it does some ridiculous
I think
things.
That Chevy Chase is kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
real
he
life.
Probably is.
In real
probably,
life.
I imagine that he is.
Oh, he apparently is.
Though the producer appears to also be an asshole. Because apparently the reason Chevy Chase went on a tirade was because... the producer made a very, you know, embarrassing and derogatory speech about Chevy Chase at the rap party in front of Chevy and his wife and his daughter.
Oh.
Basically saying what an a-hole he is. And Chevy didn't appreciate that. But at the same time, maybe
well,
he shouldn't have been an asshole.
Then you got what you deserved.
Cougar Town is moving to TBS.
Dave loves that show.
I do watch that show. I don't know why.
You just like it because sometimes ladies are in their underpants.
Not as much as they used to be. Can you believe, Adam, I Hate My Teenage Daughter was canceled?
Really?
Oh, yeah. And The Finder was canceled. Alcatraz was canceled.
Oh, The Finder.
Oh, Alcatraz was?
Yeah.
Oh. That lasted 6 episodes.
Actually, it lasted all the way to the series finale, so.
Oh, sorry.
Series finale. Wow, they even ended it.
They're like, ta-da.
Exactly.
They're like, man, we know this show's going to blow.
I could
series
go-
finale.
I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. Bones is renewed. I guess I am going to. Grimm gets a second season? Really?
It gets really... People really like that show.
Yep.
I watch it. I kind of
like it. People
like
some scurry shit.
Yeah.
Scurry. Conan's going through 2014. Next topic. Adam, do you have anything you want to talk about?
About TV? No.
No, about anything.
Oh, about anything?
Because I can move on to the next topic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't Rob give you a topic?
Rob did give me a topic, so let's do Rob's topic.
Rob's topic.
I almost couldn't find my harmonica. Rob wants to know what is your favorite robot?
What?
Oh.
He has parameters.
Okay.
I don't understand exactly. From the 50s, 60s, real or cartoon, what is your favorite robot?
Huh.
Favorite.
Oh, man, from the 50s or 60s, or can I pick just
I say any robot.
Any robot. My favorite robot is R2-D2.
Nice.
That's what I pick.
And why?
I think that he's like a little sassy robot. Even though you really don't know what he's saying, everybody around him always just responds to him, and you know what he's saying is real sassy.
Aaron is tossing in Rosie from the Jetsons.
Aww.
I bet she is, yep.
Don't know what that
That's
means.
That's a good one.
Don't know what that means. I don't know why, but she likes Rosie. Probably all another... Another sassy robot.
Yep.
Sarah, do you have a favorite robot?
I'm trying to think of robots.
Robot. Robots in disguise.
The only one I can think of is Small Wonder, and I don't like her. She's creepy.
What? You don't like Vicky?
No.
What about Daryl?
Daryl.
He was a robot, too. From the movie Daryl.
I like Short Circuit. He's my favorite robot.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
My one of my leader, one of my managers was talking about that this morning. He was doing his impression of Johnny Five. I'm going to go with Matt. He just wrote Mystery Science Theater 3000, so there were a few Crow T robots.
Servo and
Gypsy. Cambot. Let's see.
I didn't like Gypsy.
What?
Nope.
How can I like Gypsy?
Nope.
Sad, because that's what we're going to watch tonight.
The big vacuum-looking one?
Yes.
She looked like a vacuum? She was the big, like, trash can lids
thing. Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Sarah's a hater to Gypsy.
I'm not a hater. I just... All I was doing was describing Gypsy just now. There was no hate in that.
Trash can lids.
Servo.
You like servo better?
Isn't that what she's made of? That's what it looked like, trash can lids.
I thought she was a vacuum.
Yeah, she was like vacuum tube body, I believe.
Right. The neck was all a vacuum tube?
I think so.
Oh, I think her neck was a vacuum tube, but her big old mouth was.
Wow. It's because she's black, is that it?
What? She's
yep.
purple.
Way to go, Sarah.
She's
racist.
Purple.
Sarah doesn't like Gypsy because she's black.
I like Crow. Crow better than Gypsy.
Crow T robots. Look, there's a whole website on how you can build your own...
See, that is a trash can lid.
It's not
that's a cat box.
No, they're
lid.
Baby seats.
Oh.
Baby seats?
Baby seats?
That's ridiculous.
That's what they use.
Oh.
I'm just going to post this whole thing on here.
When I was a kid, liked the robots from the movie The Black Hole.
You're the one who saw that movie.
Yep.
Apparently, that no one else did.
I did.
I guess they're not robots, but remember, batteries not included? I guess they were not robots.
They're
they were
robots.
Aliens. Were they robots?
Those... Oh, yeah, I guess they are aliens.
Yeah.
Alien robots, like the Transformers.
Yeah, I was going to say, can't even say Transformers because they're aliens.
Just
because robots.
But they're robots
in
disguise.
I would say robots then.
But they're robots in disguise.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
It's in the name.
But it's robots in disguise. Well, all right.
I haven't said my favorite robot yet. And Rob said his was, Rob said his was, from Lost in Space. I was going to go with that robot.
Yeah, that guy.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. And now Rob just threw out Wall-E.
Oh, damn it. Why didn't I think of that? I clearly like Wall-E better than R2-D2.
Yeah.
Too late.
Clear.
If in the war, you are now stuck with R2.
Yep. That's okay. R2's got some good stuff, but I do like Wall-E. He's just sweet.
I like the robots from Spaced Invaders. Anyone see Spaced Invaders?
I did, but I didn't think there was robots.
There was a little tiny ball type robots that... Autobots roll out. Okay, Adam. I think we've exhausted the robot topic, unless any of our other listeners have anything.
Does anyone else in the chat room have any favorite robots?
No one has yelled out GoBots yet, so...
I did, but that's okay.
Leader 1 is your favorite. Matt says Johnny 5.
Johnny 5 is alive.
Everyone gave Aaron props for...
Disassemble.
Aaron gave Aaron props for giving Rosie the robot.
Yep.
So... Way to go, Earn. I don't know what other robots are there. Anyone? Anyone? See, Robotech aren't robots.
Oh, God, what a dork.
What are they, then?
Well, they're piloted ships. There's people inside those.
That's robots. A robot.
But they control them. So they're not robots. Robots are sentient. I don't want to say sentient. I'm going to go with the Cylons from the original.
I mean, what about all those robot wars on TV? Those are all controlled by people. They're not, like, artificial intelligence.
What robot wars on TV?
They used to have this thing called robot wars, and these people would build these big robots, and they had to, like, destroy the other robot.
Those aren't really remote control cars.
They called it Robot Wars. We're not talking artificial intelligence here, Dave.
We're not?
I don't know. Are we?
I say we are.
But the thing was robots.
Robots.
A good old robot.
A good old robot.
Yep.
Robots in disguise. Adam.
I like the robot that drives the spaceship in Star Tours.
That's right.
The original robot, because he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
That's C-3PO.
Nah, yeah.
It used to be Rex.
Rex. Voiced by Paul Rubens.
Yep.
I have his head right here.
Yes, you do.
Miliana tore his body off from the bobblehead.
Rex,
I don't know where his body is.
Paul Rubens.
Or Pee-wee.
Oh.
I gotta find Pee-wee's body somewhere.
It's right over there.
That's too far away.
She tore it off?
She's tore off the bobblehead. Oh, the fembots from Austin Powers. Thank you, Matt. Clearly sentient beings. Ooh, what about Terminator? I am reading, Rob. It's hard.
Yeah, the Terminator.
Terminator, he's a robot. I'll be back.
That's right.
Robots.
Robots.
What about, like...
Today's show
brought Darth Sidious.
Today's show brought
or General Grievous.
General Grievous, but he was not a robot. He was a cyborg.
Ah,
that is half living being and half robot.
Okay,
cyborg. The only reason I know that was because I was looking up Star Wars history last week. I was
just for shits and giggles.
I was having a intellectual conversation with a friend of mine at work about.
I doubt that.
About how old Obi-Wan Kenobi is.
Oh yes, I doubt that.
Because
this was intellectual.
Because if you look at Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first movie, he was like 20 or maybe 18, 20 years old, 23 years old, because he's still a Padawan learner there. And then you see him in the second one, which was 10 years later. So that means he's like 28, 29, 30, and I've already lost track of the years. And the next one, he's like 33. And then 20 years later, 33, 40, 53, he looks like Alec Guinness. I mean, he really let himself go.
I don't think he's 18 at the beginning.
Well, I did the research, and apparently, apparently by the time he is in episode 4, he is supposed to be 57 years old.
So Alec Guinness is 57 in that?
Actually, Alec Guinness is 67 in that movie.
Okay.
But he's supposed to be 57?
But he's playing a 57-year-old, yes. He's acting.
I always heard that Alec Guinness took like a really small salary to be in that movie, but said he wanted a percentage of all like
the licensing.
Merchandising and the royalties moving forward. And that made him, like, millions and millions of dollars.
In sequels and whatnot. And that was unheard of.
I was going to say, were there any movies before that would had all that kind of marketing and merchandise and stuff?
Nothing to that scale.
Well, the very first ever summer blockbuster movie was Jaws.
Did they have toys? Did they have a Jaws action figure?
I don't know about that, but I think, like...
Did they sell a bigger boat?
Royalties and stuff.
Did they sell a bigger boat?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
I guess maybe he didn't.
That is one of my favorite quotes of all time. Like, favorite movie quotes.
I'm sure it's one of those we use all the time.
Yep.
iRobot. People are still naming robots.
iRobot. No, those were creepy.
Joan Rivers from Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah. Dot Matrix.
Rob says Bender.
Okay, from Futurama.
Futurama. But yes, you know, apparently Obi-Wan Kenobi really let himself go in those 20 years hanging out in the desert.
Well, he did live in the desert. It's very dry out there.
On a moisture farm.
actually, he didn't live in a moisture farm. He lived in a cave.
Yeah.
He didn't live in a cave.
He did live in a cave.
He did not. Go watch the movie.
I will not watch the movie.
Yes, he did not live in a cave.
Where did he live?
In a house.
He lived in a house cave.
It was not a house cave.
It was a cave house.
Oh, go watch the movie, Dave.
Sarah, do you want to watch the movie tonight?
I will be asleep, for sure.
Just making sure. The kid from AI.
Yep. Oh. Haley Joel Osment.
A robot.
Creepy.
It wasn't Robin Williams in Bicentennial Man.
Oh, God.
Also a robot.
Iron Man.
Iron Man is not a robot. Come on.
Oh, sorry. War Machine.
War Machine also not a robot.
The Hulk?
Iron
Giant?
Iron Giant.
Maybe a robot. Yeah, I guess he's a robot. I never watched that movie.
Don't we own it?
We do own it.
Wasn't that John Lasseter?
No, it was someone from Pixar, or someone future in Pixar did it, but I don't think it was John Lasseter.
Lasseter?
It was the guy who did The Incredibles. Something Bird.
Oh, Larry. It's Brad Bird.
Yes, yeah, see? We're a good team, Adam. We should go to a trivia night.
I thought Todd Bird, and I'm like, no.
That's Todd Bridges.
Yeah. What you talking about, Willis?
He was Willis.
I know. He wasn't talking about, I said it.
He wasn't talking about nothing.
He was talking about earthing.
Earthing. Now who's racist?
What you talking about, Mr. Drummond?
Apparently, one of our listeners told me a few weeks ago that when we were talking about Nick's racism towards the Towelheads.
What? I guess I wasn't on that show.
But he was talking about when he was talking about when he was on vacation in Washington D.C. and there was a lot of Arabs everywhere.
Okay.
And he was real nervous because of all these Arabs. Apparently, I made the comment of you shouldn't be concerned or worry about the Arabs who are dressed in traditional Arab garb. You should be worried about the Arabs who are dressed normally. Those are the ones you can't trust. And I guess that was the most racist thing this person's ever heard.
Wow.
And I said, good. No. Clearly, when I say that, I only mean on airplanes. So.
Right. Clearly.
I'm kidding. If it's your time, it's your time. Don't worry about it.
That's right. You're going to get blown up anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you can't even. What are you going to do? You going to stop them? Eh.
I would.
What a hassle. What a hassle that would be.
Are you in the same boat as Mark Wahlberg that you would have? Or Mark Wahlberg that if I was you could have stopped 9/11.
If I was on that plane, I would have stopped 9/11 from happening. Thanks, Marky Mark. Rob says
he just taken his shirt off and posed in his Calvin Klein's.
Rob says the Urkel bot.
Oh. Yeah.
Rob's put a lot of thought into this subject. And
he really has.
Partially ignoring it. Aaron says she came in 90th place in the Goofy's Mystery Tour.
We
I don't know what
it.
That means.
It was last week. It's a contest at the Walt Disney World Park for cast members where they do trivia and then do puzzles, mind puzzles in order to...
90th place sounds pretty awful.
There's how many teams are there? There's a lot of teams. There's a couple hundred.
Yeah, I think there usually is. For some reason, I want to say there were 250.
Oh, well, then well done, Aaron.
Ooh, Matt says Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah.
There are 250 teams, so they came in 90th out of 250.
Well, that's not bad.
Right, that's pretty awesome.
Top half, not bad.
She says she kicked those puzzles asses.
God, those puzzles are so hard.
Yeah, those puzzles were so hard.
Have you guys done the Sorcerer's Helpers or
you
whatever
what?
It is
we
at the Disney World yet?
We have not, but it's always really busy. People are always in line to do those things.
Are they?
Yeah, okay. It's really packed.
So it's not worth it yet. So when I come in November, I should hold off a little bit.
It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because they're going to be doing more cards, and they're going to start selling these cards, and it's just going to get worse.
Oh, good.
So you should have done it last year before it opened.
Ah, you're right. I should have invented it.
Yes. Yes, you should have.
I'll just keep doing Impossible, which is actually now...
Phineas and Ferb was coming up.
Yeah. Yes. Which I like better because I like Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz?
Yep. Have you guys watched that yet with Millie?
Nope.
No. Whenever we were still at the Disney store, they would play clips of it on the video. Like what? Right before the store closes when that started coming out. And it was pretty funny.
I like it.
We don't have regular TV right now, so we can't watch it.
Neither do I. It's on Netflix.
Oh, see, we gotta get Netflix.
Really don't though. It sucks.
Ooh.
Does it?
There's not much on there in comparison to other places.
Well, we've got Hulu Plus, and we've got the majority of the TV shows we watch are on there the next day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Let me ask you.
Please ask me.
The Walking Dead on there?
No.
Okay, forget it.
Yes. Don't even wait for that.
I've season one and I've watched it, and I'm trying to get a hold of season two. I almost went so far as to buy them all on Amazon Prime or YouTube because I wanted to see them so bad.
Prime.
I know. I watched like the first season of Downton Abbey, and now it's not like they're not loading any more episodes on Hulu Plus yet. It's like, what the?
Like, come on.
I know. Why do you advertise that this is on here if you're not going to show it to me?
MASH is not on Hulu Plus, but I think Barney Miller is.
Oh.
So.
Thank you.
If that floats your boat. Greatest American Hero is on there.
Yes.
All right.
Not the Knight Rider, but like Knight Rider 2000 or something is on there.
Oh, where he drove a Mustang?
Well, it was Team Knight Rider, I think.
Team?
Team. T-E-A-M. Team Knight Rider. It's a very strange show. I watched one episode and then fell asleep.
What about Ninja Warrior? What's happening on that show?
I don't have regular TV right now, but I can tell you that in the next, I think it's like a week from now, it's going to be premiering on the G4 network for the newest season, and I believe it's going to be on NBC as well.
Wow. Oh.
So they've expanded. Also, DC Comics put out a Ninja Warrior comic book.
Oh, wow.
So this shit's going mainstream. You're dorks.
Good comeback.
Good one, Dave.
Shut it. So
you know what show I've been watching, which you guys should watch if it's on Hulu Plus?
General Hospital.
Hollywood Treasures.
I don't think that's on, no.
Holy shit, it's amazing.
What is this show?
Like, this guy owns an auction house.
Hey, he
collects Hollywood memorabilia, and he sells it. Like, they just sold a copy of Superman number one for $90,000.
Stupid ass. It's a lot of money.
Like the Eddie Munster coat for like
$3,500.
Wow. He was able to get, he found a company that had the world's largest movie poster.
Ooh.
Not the world's, but like the largest movie poster and oldest. It was like of the movie Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
And he appraised it at worth $1.5 million.
How do you store something like that then?
It was in a frame, and this guy had it in his office. He was a comic book collector.
Mm. Oh, really?
Oh, the stuff that they sell and buy on there is ridiculous. Like, somebody bought the golden ticket from Willy Wonka. It was Veruca Salt's golden ticket.
Wow.
For $45,000.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I'm in the wrong business.
And there was a guy there with his wife bidding on it, and they were like bidding, and you should have seen them. They look like total like trash. He's like bidding $20,000, $30,000. You know, he got all the way up to like 40, and then he backed out because he's like, I didn't want to have to sell a car to pay for it. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to put our money together and bid on something.
It wouldn't do us any good. What would we buy? We would have bought the license plate from the Jurassic Park Jeep, which sold for $3,200.
Damn it!
God, why?
Right? We don't want to buy that.
Who wants to buy that for $3,000?
Right? A license plate.
I would put it on my car.
You would put a $3,000 license plate on
your car.
I would steal it from your car.
I know.
You son of a bitch.
Then sell it for $4,000.
Only the three of us in this room would know that it's $4,000 license plate.
Oh, yes.
Who else is going to know?
All the people that are listening in the chat room.
They're not listening. They're chatting about robots.
Still.
I don't know who this John Jizzle is, but he has befriended the show.
All right.
To save some of his posts here. Goes, who, me? Just taking cockpits so I can be prepared at a moment's notice?
What? Is he getting ready for Aaron?
I guess so. Can you get me an all access backstage pass to your vagina?
What?
Oh my.
Dave, did you tell me you don't have a vagina?
No, these aren't posts to me. These are just posts he posted on his Twitter account.
Oh.
He says, my sexual appetite is not being put to good use. Sad face emoticon. But he didn't use the emoticon. He wrote sad face emoticon, which I appreciate. Oh my God. It's too nice of a day to be stuck in an office. I need to be stuck between your thighs.
Are you sure that's not Mike?
I'm surprised it's not me.
And he wrote that to Aaron?
No, he just wrote... These are Twitter tweets. He tweeted. Just random tweets.
So he's following the show?
Yes. He's following the show on Twitter. He also wrote, I'm about to take care of that problem I have. You know, sobriety. What do you mean you didn't notice my star amongst the 50-plus you got? Don't you realize that I want to have sex with you? Men on Twitter? I don't understand. I seem to be doing that thing again. That thing where I'm sober? I hate that.
I wonder if it's that guy that has been sending Aaron pictures and chatted with her on Facebook.
This is a white dude. Whenever I see a homeless man, I always call him Mr. Bojangles. It's not gay if it's just a finger.
What?
That's what he says.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, so shaving my junk gives you a rash from the stubble. What the fuck now? I'm waxing. Jesus.
Interesting.
This person is from California. His address is... not just California.
I was
going to
say, what?
I step hours.
Jizzle John, everybody. So befriend Jizzle John. Since he's joined, he's made 6,251 tweets that may have just been in the last week. Because he seems to like to tweet. And we appreciate his brand of humor. And if he listens to the show, if he can get us other listeners, that'd be fantastic. We'll have him on the show. Why not? Mr. Jizzle John. Speaking of Mr. Jizzle John, Adam.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard this talked about in any other shows out there. Do you know where the porniest city in the world is? Who the porniest city in the world is? So what city in the... or not, you shouldn't say in the world, the United States.
Where the what?
What city in the United States looks at the most porn? So it could be any city in these United States looks at the most porn.
I will say...
and listeners in the chat room, you can also jump
Jefferson
out.
City, Missouri.
is that where you live, Adam?
No.
That would...
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just kidding.
Kiwi, Matt, you guys can be on the show as soon as I get the second computer up and running. We will certainly have you guys call in. We gave Kiwi the opportunity a couple weeks ago. We had the chat line open. She said she was going to turn her computer on, but she never did. So,
what a brat.
What? I would never call Kiwi a brat. Matt says San Fernando. God, for some reason, my internet is so terrible today.
Adam sounds better, though.
Tell me about it.
He does, but I can't get anything loaded.
Oh.
So, okay, here it is. So, San Fernando.
That's funny.
Erin's going to have her computer in 2 weeks, so in 2 weeks we'll have that. So, Adam, you said Jefferson City. That is not in the top 20.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
I'll give you one more chance.
How about Columbus, Ohio?
Columbus, Ohio is not on the list, but Cleveland, Ohio is number 18.
Damn it!
Baltimore is 20. Sacramento, California is 19. Cleveland is 18. San Diego is 17. Portland is 16. Dallas is 15. Columbia, South Carolina is 14. Houston is 13. Miami is 12. And they make lots of porn in Miami.
How do you know?
Because that's where the Bang Brothers are located, out of Miami.
So,
you don't know that?
No.
Boise, Idaho.
The Bang Brothers.
We're the Bang Brothers. They're the ones who do the Bang Bus.
What's the Bang Bus?
Oh, my God. You ever watch the Bang Bus? That's when
No. A
bunch of dudes are driving around in a giant, like, van, and they pull up to a girl on the side of the road who looks like she is going to school, like a college, like going to college or something. And they're like, hey, what are you doing? And like, well, I'm waiting for a ride to the bus so I can go to college. And like, hey, we'll give you a lift. Oh, yeah, and, like, if you have sex with us, oh, I can't do that. And then they show her a bunch of money, and they're like, okay, so she gets on the bus, and she has sex with the guy, and then they throw her out of the van, and then throw the money at her, and it's all fake money. And they drive away.
Ah, yes, that certainly sounds real.
The Bang Bus. Oh, yeah, it's terribly fake, because I once was on their site looking at their videos, and then I went to one of their links, and there were, you know, different a link for different videos, and it was the same people. Like, wait a minute, that was the same girl that, and now she's, why would she get be fooled twice?
Why would she get back in that bus?
The bang bus. They also have a gay version of that called the, oh shit.
The butt bus?
No, I just forgot what it was called. He was on their website.
But, the shaggin' wagon?
No, they trick guys by getting them into coming into the van where a hot chick is there, and she starts messing with them, and they blindfold the guy, and then he ends up doing the other dude. Good time, Charlie.
Huh.
The bait bus.
The stuff you watch, Dave, is amazing.
It's all on the internet, my friend.
You had to watch the bait bus.
I didn't watch it. It's on their website. So I'm just saying that's what's there. Number 10, Austin, Texas. Surprising. Okay. Number 9, surprising, maybe not surprising. Number 9, Anchorage, Alaska.
Not surprised.
Number 8, Tampa. Number 7, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Number 6, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Huh.
Number 5, Charlotte, North Carolina. Number 4, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
And before I go on, I want to go here. Of course, this is from Men's Health Magazine. The rankings on the number of – this is the rankings they got, excuse me, from a number of DVD purchases, rented or streamed adult videoempire.com, adult entertainment stores per city, like how many adult entertainment stores are per city, rate of porn searches on Google, and for fans of softcore, percentage of Cinemax subscribing households in those cities.
Okay.
So, with that, would you like to take one last guess at what the top three are?
St. Louis.
St. Louis is not on the list, but Kiwi guessed one. She said Las Vegas is number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Louisville is not on the list, Aaron. I find that hard to believe. Wilmington, Delaware is number 3.
What?
Wilmington, Delaware. They have the most downloads and the most porn purchases and whatnot.
Okay.
Number 1? Orlando, Florida.
All right. Way to go, you guys.
Yay,
and it's
us.
No coincidence that that's where Dave lives.
And as I pointed out on my own Facebook page, I don't live in Orlando. So I live outside Orlando, so it shouldn't count.
It depends on what the DMA is.
Yes, it does.
The direct marketing area, which you could be in the Orlando DMA.
Oh, well, then I'm only helping the cause.
That's right. Keep it up, Dave.
More random rankings here. It says San Francisco is number 23. Seattle is 42. And Bridgeport, Connecticut is number 57.
Where's St. Louis? Not on there?
Not. Well, I only have the top 20 here.
Stay classy, St. Louis.
Hold on. Let's see if this is. If this will load them up. Where do you think St. Louis is going to land on this list?
I have no idea.
I mean. What is Chicago, Rob wants to know? Well, let's find out. Chicago is number 33.
Since Mikey moved back.
He just got a computer, so now he's helping those numbers.
Oh, okay, well.
Climbing the list.
Next week, they'll be number 22.
St. Louis. Louisville is number 70.
And that's because Aaron moved away from Louisville.
Adam goes, way to go, Aaron. Your monorail video, something. Where'd that go?
I didn't say that.
Your monorail. I hate this. Your monorail video went double platinum.
All right.
And then he said, "LOL, sorry, too easy." Yes, that was too easy, but well played. Let's see. These are. I don't know where's St. Louis is. St. Louis. I find that hard to believe. Oh no, here's St. Louis, 65.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are ahead of Louisville and behind Chicago. And you're...
And almost number 69.
Los Angeles is number 69. So...
That's not surprising.
You gotta pick up your game, everybody.
Yep.
If you want to move up on this ridiculous list. So, yes, everyone in Orlando... There's a lot of porn, and I'll be honest, I haven't seen any, I've only seen one strip club, and it's right by my house, but I have never been in it, And I haven't seen a single adult bookstore in Orlando or any that kind of thing. So I don't know where they're
hiding.
So
it must all be internet-based.
Must be. Oh, it says here, funny, Adam, on the same page for Men's Health Magazine is an advertisement for American Ninja Warrior.
Oh,
it premieres, Sunday.
Funny.
So, Not funny, it's just funny.
Oh.
It's on Sundays. Oh, God, I hate when it changes. It's on Sundays on G4 and Mondays on NBC. Boo, boo, boo.
On Mondays now, huh?
Boo, boo, boo. These people are ridiculous. I don't even want to do this anymore. They're all too jacked up. They're all on drugs.
Well, yeah.
Saje. I didn't see Saje on the list anywhere. Which is funny. Oh, well.
Surprising.
So, yes. Indeed.
Indeed.
They probably couldn't spell Saje.
Yeah, probably not.
Saje is probably just mixed into St. Louis, as Adam said, with the thing.
DMA.
With the DNA.
DMA.
DMA.
No. Dumbass.
That's right.
Well, then. That's all I got.
Porn front?
That's all I've got for the show. I don't have anything else prepared.
The end.
And that's it.
Listen to amovie.com.
That's right. Listen.com.
Adam, have you seen Avengers?
Molly's
yet?
Doing her. Have I seen what?
Avengers? The Avengers?
No, not yet. I'm going to go next week, I think.
Yeah.
And we're going on Friday for Sarah's birthday day.
Okay, so let's run down the series of events that have to happen on Sarah's birthday. It's actually Friday?
It's actually Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is your actual birthday.
Yes.
And you both just so happen to have the day off. How awesome is that?
Yes.
Ain't it?
That's cool.
I had to fight for that.
Okay. So, Nick is watching Miliana all day?
Starting at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So,
I was thinking if this was an all-day thing. So, you have from 4 until midnight, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And Miliana goes to sleep at 8?
Yeah, usually about 8, yeah.
All right, so Nick's really going to play with her for like 4 hours. Then he can just sit on your couch and watch television.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
And he really doesn't have any TV. Oh, no, I guess maybe he has TV where he is now.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anywho.
Starting at 4 o'clock, you are going to the Avengers?
No.
Okay, what's first?
We got stuff to do.
Starting at 4, we're going to Epcot, which is horrible for Dave because he has to go back to work. But Mickey Dolenz is playing at Epcot.
Woo-hoo!
That night.
At what time?
Well, he has a few shows. I think they start at 5:30 or something like that. There's like one at 5:30 and then 6:30 and 7:30.
Like 5:15 and 6:30 and like 7:15, something like that.
Yeah.
So Nick is getting to your house at 4.
Apparently.
Yes.
Okay, and so from there you have to drive to Epcot.
Yes. And we want to do dinner.
And then make your way in.
Yes. And we want to eat dinner somewhere there, which we haven't decided where we're going to eat yet.
Okay.
We have the choice of like Living Seas or... We could get Japanese, like sushi and stuff. So we'll get there at like 4, park, and actually get in there. It'll probably be close to like 4:45, almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
And then dinner will probably take, I would think, like an hour, maybe?
If we eat at a fancy restaurant, it'll take an hour. If we eat at quick service, it'll take 10 minutes because we're fast eaters.
Yeah. So... I don't know. I guess we're trying to decide if we're going to watch all 3 of the Mickey Dolenz shows or just maybe watch one of them.
So what are the other events that need to occur?
Well, we were going to do... Dave had suggested they have... You know, it's the Flower and Garden Show. And they have a, like, tea tour with Twinings Tea. I feel like I'm... and so you can do, like, a tea tour and you get to sample tea and all this good stuff. And it's free, so he suggested doing that. Also suggested doing a wine tasting tour, which we could either do one in just in France, or we could do another one that includes Germany, Italy, and Morocco?
No, Germany, Italy, and France.
In France.
Okay.
So.
What's the cost of those?
The wine...
It's out of curiosity.
The wine flight, I think, is three... a glass of wine, it's like something like $10, and the wine walk is
oh my god, that's nothing.
It's a little bit more than that.
I know.
Well, you get a little tiny glass. You get a little tiny glass of wine.
But Dave knows these people there, so maybe they'll be bigger little glasses.
Not with all those cameras watching.
Yeah, that's true. And
we can't eat in Canada because the reservations are 6 months in advance.
Oh yeah, Le Cellier is now done. I mean, there's no way to get there anymore.
Unless we went at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Well, and see, that's the other thing. It's like we're still trying to decide the details as to what all's going to happen.
Canada.
So, yeah. Because we could also eat in Italy.
Good evening.
Okay, so it's mostly spending the night at Epcot.
Yeah. But then we're going to try to go to the movies as well. So, I mean, we could...
At Downtown Disney?
Potentially, yes. Yeah, be at Epcot until like 9 o'clock. And then go see a movie. So it's doable. I just don't know if we'll be able to do all the things in Epcot that we want to.
Gotcha.
Aaron says she needs to lay off.
You'll never be able to see the show and eat the food.
Aaron says she needs to lay off the wine. She just mistook her chapstick for a glue stick.
Ew.
Well, no, she just put chapstick on.
That than the other way around.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, oopsie. Adam, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Something about the shows.
Oh, if we ate. We just got like America. We got burgers in America to watch Mickey Dolenz.
Yes,
I think you guys could do it. It sounds doable, but I wouldn't do that. I'd get fish and chips or something like that.
Yeah, or like they have the gyros or the beef plates at Morocco. Morocco's pretty good.
Or do the walk up to the hacienda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so excited about that one. Sarah makes better Mexican food.
I know, and I thought, too, we could eat at the new restaurant in Mexico. I don't know, there's just so many choices.
We're just not going to do anything.
There's so many choices. We're just not going
to
do anything.
We're just going to the movie.
Rob says just eat popcorn.
Pretzels. I know, it's hard. We can get pretzels in Germany. Mm.
Some caramel corn in Germany.
Some caramel corn.
I have some
corn
clients going down there June 9th.
Do you need us to show them a good time?
I've set them up pretty well, so.
All right. All right, take them around. I'll show them a good time. Do you need a good time? Let me show you a good time.
Hey, come on.
Come with me. I'll show you a good time.
You buy the DVD?
Get in the car.
I'll show you a good time. You like the dancing? I show you a good time. We shake, huh? Shake a bonbon? Come on, get in the car. Get in car.
So, it does sound doable. It just is, I don't know. I think the eating part is the part that's throwing everything off.
It's going to take way more time than anyone ever anticipates.
We shouldn't eat, just drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work for when Dave has to drive you home.
Yeah.
Woo!
Or I have to stay awake for a movie. After drinking a bunch of
that's what's going to be the bummer. I have heard that the Avengers is way good, though, so.
I've heard that statement as well. So I'm pretty stoked. I've been waiting for this movie for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Are you bummed that the Ant-Man is not in it?
I got over that pretty fast. Okay. And the Wasp also is not in it.
Yeah, I feel like they needed one more movie.
I'm sure they'll be in the next one.
Which I've heard. I've heard they're... Someone is in talks of making the Ant-Man right now. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Aquaman's coming out. Have you heard that?
No, is it going to be starring what's-his-name from the Entourage?
No, from Entourage.
That would be...
That's funny.
Felt like Brad Pitt was in it for some reason.
Oh, really?
But not as Aquaman.
He's just someone in the background.
Looking it up.
Wow, I feel like me being logged into Mixler may be the problem.
Oh. Stupid Mixler.
Me being logged... Don't say that.
Sorry, Mixler.
All right, I'm going to have to log out of Mixler. Aaron, you got to hold on to the chat room because I can't be in here because it keeps making Adam cut out.
Adam?
Stupid internet.
Is Adam still there?
Adam?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Adam, can you hear me?
Where would you eat, Adam, if it were your birthday and you were going to Epcot?
Oh, man.
I know, right?
Go call to get reservations for LaSalle.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that.
I know.
God, I probably would have only because I've never eaten there. I've wanted to for so long, and now it's like one of those premium ones, and it's like, damn it.
Yeah.
We're fortunate we have eaten there a couple times.
Yeah, my parents have.
I never even really thought of it, I guess, because it's always so full. I never,
right?
It wasn't like an option for this adventure.
Yeah, I don't know enough people.
So, right, so putting that aside, I would go to like the French restaurant or the Italian restaurant. If you go to the French one, you can see Remy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Adam, it's doing it again.
So that would be cool.
It's doing it again.
But I want Mexican food.
I know. I kind of want the Mexican food. Or even if we went into that tequila bar thing, that would be cool.
All right, we'll do that instead.
I don't know if my coupons work there.
We'll just eat tapas and...
I'll have to look and see if the coupons work
and
there.
And do shots.
Oh, are the coupons to give you like a free dinner because of your birthday?
No, they are the ones that's that we cool. get from at Christmas time. We have like 50% off coupons.
Nice.
Ooh. I know. And we can use that at a sit-down place or a walk-up place. But I don't know if it's good for the tequila bar. I don't think it's good for like... tequila,
drinks.
But...
Yeah, I would be surprised if it was.
Erin loves tequila.
Yes, she does.
She just wrote Tequila Cave.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I was also thinking the Mexican restaurant, the new one that we have not eaten at yet.
That's the outside one. The Hacienda, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I would do that one.
We'll see.
Either that one or the French restaurant.
Go watch Mickey Dolan's.
I kind of want to eat at the French restaurant. I don't know why I won't eat anything there, but I just want to go inside.
Do you think Mickey Dolan's will sing Happy Birthday to me?
Yes.
Sweet.
I think he will.
Will you bring a sign that says, Mickey, it's my birthday?
Sure.
If you did, he would sing it.
Oh.
We're going to try to get up in the front row.
Would I be kicked out?
That's what I would do.
And Sarah's going to flash him.
No.
Like, just wear a cute bra. It'll be fine.
Just show your bra strap. That's what they used to do back in the day.
That's right. He'll be like, oh, lady, easy.
Look at that shiny bra strap. Ridiculous.
What? So, good times.
We're going to have fun.
This will be a good birthday celebration.
I know.
Should we be singing her happy birthday now since...
I don't think there's enough of us here, but we can certainly try.
All right, you ready?
A one, and a two, and a three. Happy birthday
to you.
That's so
crazy. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Sarah.
Happy birthday
to
you.
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 Many more.
How old are you? No.
Thanks, dudes.
Yay!
That was a good birthday song, wasn't it?
It wasn't very long. Actually, it was longer than
this
that.
This is your birthday song.
This is very long.
Very long.
I love that I had that you guys were singing that in that monotone.
This is your birthday song.
That's because that's how we always felt when we had to sing it. I'm doing an improv show this Friday night.
No, you're not.
At midnight.
No, you're not.
Hello.
Lock in.
You don't do improv anymore.
I do. Lots of times.
You are a director and a stage performer, not a lowly improvisational
I do lots of improv still.
Hack.
And I'm teaching a class this summer on comedic timing.
That sounds difficult.
It's impossible.
I was going to say, can you teach that?
It is fucking impossible. But they asked me to do it, and they're paying me, so I will do something. I'm such a whore. God.
Are there books
like,
on
can you do that? And they're like, can you do this? And I'm like, yep.
You're like,
so now I'm like, shit.
You're like the college girl waiting on the side of the road.
Right, I'm about to get in the bank bus.
Nice.
I'm about to get in the bank bus.
Oop. I don't think I want to save that one.
Funny.
I have no idea what's happening on Twitter, but apparently Kiwis is talking about us.
Oh, well, thanks, all right. Kiwi.
Oh, wait, in a bad way?
I know. Wait, what? Well, so, with John Jizzle?
The drizzle. This is somebody else. It says, you better not be. And then the response, I don't know what the whole comment, the whole...
Uh-oh. I'm confused.
Welcome to my world.
Is there a showdown happening in the... Adam, you were starting to say that Molly was going to do something.
What?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that back. She's doing a photo shoot tomorrow at my work.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. She's going to do... I haven't told her yet about what she might... But she might get the cover of our... like our fall, our summer insert that goes into all the packages and everything.
Crazy.
So she gets to do a rock star ensemble. So.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, the boots that she's got on are like these, they're like these little bit above the ankle boot, and it's like a silver and like metal on them and stuff like that. They're actually pretty badass.
That'll be so cute.
Yeah, so she's pretty stoked.
Little Miss Sassy Molly.
Oh, God, yeah. She, like I told her, the girls at work that were setting up the photo shoot called me, and they're like, do you think that Molly would like to do this? Or do you, no, actually, they said, do you think we could use her again? And I said, yeah, that's fine. And so I called Molly, and I was like, hey, Molly, they the girls at work asked if you wanted to do the photo shoot again. And I said, I told them that you would. I hope that's okay that I told them that. And she said, Dad, anytime they want to do a photo shoot, you don't have to ask them. Aww. The answer is always yes. So I'm like, okay. Nice.
Too fun.
Yeah, so I'll have to get Miliana to come down sometime. Maybe I can get her in the photo shoot, too.
Oh, that would be fun. She would like that. Or she'll just do her dead stare into the camera. I don't know. <It
could be. laughs> Like when she ate the cupcake with you.
Yes.
That's what she does now.
It's hilarious. She was just like staring.
That's what she does. She like, just stares.
Cupcake all cupcake. Over her face.
I want some more cupcakes.
She knows where the camera is and she just stares at it.
That's crazy now that she can walk.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Like, you can't go many places now.
Yeah.
Stuff, right?
We went to Joanne's Fabrics yesterday, and she did not want to stay in the cart. What she really wanted to do was run up and down the fabric aisles and, like run her face, like, run the fabric over her face.
Oh, yes.
Adam does the same thing.
I do.
Wee.
We all just went to the fabrics. They didn't work because we are all by fabric to decorate our cubes.
You needed a fabric to do what?
Decorate his cubicle?
Decorate at work.
Oh, God. I'm getting rid of this internet, and I'm just going to get a wire and a coat hanger, and it'll have a better connection than this.
Oh, Adam, you're breaking up again.
Still? Really? I can hear you guys perfectly.
No, you're breaking
I know, it sounded good until you closed down the Mixler thing. It's because I said Mixler sucks or something like
what?
That.
What? Don't use those words.
No, you did it again!
Oh, now they're going to find Adam and kidnap him.
Jesus. Oh, that's extreme.
Knock on the door.
Do. You come with us. The Mixler police.
Extreme, Mr. Mixler.
It's me, Mr. Mixler. Come on in.
Okay.
What's a panic? My Mr. Mixler sounds like Don Knotts.
Isn't he? Sarah, what time? Sarah,
hey, it's me, Mr. Mixler.
Sarah, do you work tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, never mind then.
Oh. Why were you going to ask her to get new internet?
No. So I'm going to ask her if she wanted to meet Mr. Twining. He was here this weekend. He's here till tomorrow.
Oh.
You can get his autograph.
That's all right.
Which blows my mind. He's the 10th generation Twining tea family. And you know, the only thing he's famous for is being 10th generation Twinings tea.
I don't even know what Twinings tea is.
Oh, it's an English tea.
I know you would probably recognize the boxes if you saw them.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
So
it's just a brand of tea.
Brand of
hot tea.
He drinks 9 glasses of tea a day.
A spot of tea. What's a spot of tea?
Could I go to be like, hello there?
Hello, love.
Hello.
Yeah, I could go to that tea tasting.
Okay, so we all tea.
I'll just talk
I'll like hello.
We'll be dressed like Monty Python women. AWOApodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Wow, these words come out of my mouth without me even thinking about it anymore. Go to our Facebook page, or you can go to that and you can send us comments, and you can send us pictures of you listening to the show. Send us your drawings of Captain Alligator, because we need more drawings of Captain Alligator. We have a drought on that. We haven't had any in a while. So send us your picture doing something exciting.
Right.
Maybe
skydiving or getting a tattoo.
or give it, or we need a mascot for when Nick does the milk challenge. So we need Captain Alligator drinking a gallon of whole milk.
Lots of milk. Yep.
1 gallon of whole milk. So was it whole milk? Yeah.
Everyone tells me that guy's an idiot. He'll never make it.
He is an idiot. And he won't make it. But it's going to make good radio.
It will.
Him vomiting everywhere. I'm not going to be anywhere near that. So you can friend us on Facebook, as you know, since some of you are already friends. You're following us on live on Mixlr. If you're listening to us live right now, then you already know that. But if you're listening to us on Memorex, you can find us next Monday. We'll be live again at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 Mountain Time, 5 Pacific Time. That same goes for Canada.
Do they have mountain time?
That's right, Sarah. They have the same time zones as us, and a lot of Mexico,
and most of Mexico. So, any of our Mexican listeners and or
right.
Canadian,
to all you Mexican listeners out there, ripa!
Ay, 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 ay.
Ah! Ah!
This is the most racist show probably on Mixlr.
The most racist Mixlr show? I doubt it.
Yeah, I bet you were not. This is our most racist show. Yes.
And Nick's not here.
I know.
All right, how did that happen?
On iTunes, if you listen, please download, subscribe, even if you don't listen to us on iTunes, even if you listen to us on the many other places we can find us. And please give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it or not. And give us some sort of comment or rating, so when people run across us, they'll be able to read more than the comments that we have, because we need some more comments before I start commenting.
Oh no!
And trying to fill that up
as John Jizzle.
As John Jizzle,
God, right.
He's our fan now. We can't make fun of him because
I'm sorry.
He clearly likes the sex.
We didn't make fun of him.
No. Erin's flashcards are done. She's on her way over.
Sweet.
Adam, do you have anything coming up for the next week?
No, nothing.
Wow. Good for you.
No.
Way to have your calendar cleared.
I was supposed to go to the gym today, but I skipped it because...
You're already too buff.
I was tired.
Because you were eating a bag
I had to tear apart the set last night after the show.
Oh.
So that takes a long time, and it's just like this morning I woke up, I was way tired, and I was like, I don't want to go to the gym.
You didn't want to go to the gym because you had just eaten a box of cookies?
No, I wish. And a can of soup.
What a bummer to tear down the set right after the show.
Right?
You can't even, like, bask in it for a while.
It's like, and here we go.
And I hate the fact that you prepare for 3 months or whatever, and then 2 weeks and you're done.
I was going to ask you if it's, like, not necessarily anticlimactic, but just, like, a... Like, you know how Christmas is, you know, you're looking forward to it for the whole month, and then it's Christmas Day, and it's like, all right, it's over.
It's not right. Like, that last day is always like, we're done.
Is this it? Okay.
Can't we do
one? Like, I always get more, like, it used to be, like, the show would end on a Saturday night, and then the next day they would strike the set. But this year they added a second Sunday show. So now the Saturday night show was awesome. Then we had Sunday show, which was not as well attended because it was Mother's Day and a second Sunday. So then it was like, oh, here's the show, and everybody knew at the end that we'd have to be tearing down the set.
Everyone's
it makes it kind of a bummer.
Everyone is still in costume and makeup and, like, getting their hammers out.
They were out of costume, but they were all in makeup still. So.
That was fun.
It was a good time. It's a good time.
Sarah, do you have anything to promote for your upcoming week?
My birthday!
Yay! People, please wish Sarah happy birthday on the Another Waste of Podcast page, or you can send her emails. Send her whatever you want to send her. And what is your PayPal account?
Yeah, no kidding.
Send her money.
I can buy that bike.
So yeah, Sarah's looking to buy a bike. We should have put up a PayPal account so she.
How much was the bike, Sarah?
It's $90.
It's like $90.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. So I don't know.
I've got
that's cheap.
I've got $1.25 in my pocket.
I'll go halvesies on it with you, Dave.
All right, I just need to have someone else go halvesies, and we're in.
All right, tell your mom. Dave, call your mom and tell her that Adam will go halvesies on the bike Sarah's birthday.
I need to sell shares of the bike.
Yeah. I'll sell advertisement.
I won't even ask to ride it when I get down there.
Oh, yes, Sarah, we're going to sell advertisement on Sarah's bike.
I'll cover up all that cool detailing.
Yeah, the main reason you're buying the bike. Dave's going to fill it with Another Waste of a Podcast bumper stickers.
Listen to a movie.com bumper stickers and Run for Your Live bumper stickers. And anyone else that wants to sponsor us. Oh, not us. Sponsor Sarah's bike. As far as I know,
You heard it on the show here, everybody. Producer Rob, you want to go halvesies on the bike with me?
Producer Rob has signed out of the chat room.
Oh, Producer Rob.
He's like, I'm out. Robot talk over. See you.
That's right. See you, nerds. Kiwi, you want to go halvesies on the bike with me? Send Sarah $45. I'll send her the other 45. We're gold.
No, but it appears Kiwi posted naked pics. Yeehaw.
What?
I don't know. She's gonna send you naked pics for your birthday.
Okay. All right.
Can I sell them so I can raise money to buy my bike?
So buy the bicycle.
sell Kiwi's naked pictures. I don't know. Probably could. She's gonna chip in. Damn it! Why didn't we put the donate button on there?
See, Kiwi's in.
I feel even worse if I put a donate button up there and then no one donated.
No, I'd feel bad because I'm trying to get Sarah a bike, but you'd be using it to buy other things like Robotech posters.
I've already got all the posters I need.
Or Skype.
Yeah, we're just trying to buy Sarah a bike.
Or pay for Skype. Yes, pay for the show.
It's not too much to ask for help Sarah buy a bike.
We need to sell those t-shirts. I need to get Rob back on the radio, or back on the line and find out if that design is still in the cafe press so we can sell those shirts.
Right.
So Matt will buy one.
That could certainly buy a bicycle.
Matt will buy one, he says. So, and people walk around with these ridiculous shirts. What's this alligator on your shirt? What's Another Ways of Podcast? Like, why doesn't it have a website on there so we can link to know what you're talking about? We didn't put much money behind it. We didn't stop behind this.
Oh, it didn't have the website on the t-shirt.
No website. Funny.
It doesn't matter. If you go to the Google and type in Another Ways of a Podcast, you'll find it.
Yeah, there's no other Another Waste of a Podcast.
Yep, there's Another Waste of a... there was something else that was called Another Waste of a...
But the likelihood of someone remembering a website that they see on a shirt is
we should send,
just as likely that they would remember the name and they type it into Google.
Whenever we sell the shirts, we'll send 24 business cards.
There you go.
That double as stickers. Oh, yes, Matt wants to buy a shirt. He's still here. Let's see, I have...
We can sell him my shirt.
The shirt you're not going to wear?
Yes.
How dare you?
Uh-oh.
Rob bought you, though. Miliana's crying, so that means it's almost time for us to go. I have nothing to promote for the upcoming week except next week's show. Please send us some ideas that you'd like us to talk about or things you'd like us to do. We are all open to many different options.
Yes, we are.
Sad news in the music industry, Adam. I don't know if you heard... the bass player from the Blues Brothers passed away, Mr. Donald Duck Dunn. He was 70 years old.
That is sad.
So on behalf of him, I'll be playing a little Blues Brothers song called Flip Flop Fly. You can enjoy it. And hopefully it comes out And on behalf of the rest of the team, we'd like to say thank you for listening to the show and for your support. If it wasn't for you, we would have nothing to do but talk to ourselves. So thank you, everybody. Have a good night. See you.